Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lee Stang. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. And now, play ball. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis throws to second for one, and Fuller throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Conigliaro moves to second. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Conigliaro scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Stang covering, for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive towards first. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields the ball and throws to Stang covering. Safe. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Andrews hits a line drive into left field. Wagner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wagner. Andrews moves to second. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. Foy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andrews scores. Foy moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. Foy moves to third. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Hargan moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0-for-1 in the game. Stang hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Andrews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andrews moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller strikes out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair bunts towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Fuller covering, for the out. Scott moves to second. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Thomas now playing right field. Don Demeter pinch hits for Steve Hargan. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Culver now pitching. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0 for 2 in the game. Stang hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Culver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to nothing, Red Sox. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Sims drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Thomas out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuller hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito pinch hits for George Culver. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 3 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0 for 3 in the game. Stang hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton pinch hits for Larry Brown. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.